Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray-Wood, Why Your AI Rollout is Making Your Team Miserable.
Not the most cheerful title, but it's one a lot of business owners need to hear right now.
The numbers are striking. 26% of people who are actively using AI at work say their work pressure has gone up since adoption. Not down, up.
Which is the opposite of what you'd expect. You bring in a tool meant to take work off people's plates, and a quarter of them are telling you it's made things harder.
And it's not just pressure. 23% say their actual workload has increased. So the tool sold to leadership as a productivity win is, for a significant chunk of the workforce, burying them.
So where's the disconnect? Why is this happening?
Brett's argument is it's not a technology failure. It's a leadership failure. Licenses get rolled out, memos get sent, and everyone assumes the culture will sort itself out. It won't.
There's also the surveillance angle, which I think is the part that really gets under people's skin. AI can track everything, every keystroke, every query, every minute of activity. And a lot of businesses are letting that happen by default, without anyone stopping to ask whether they should.
He gives this example of a salesperson who used to thrive on building relationships and thinking strategically, and now spends half the day making sure their activity log looks right for the algorithm. They're not selling, they're performing for a machine.
That's a real cost, and it compounds. There's a story in the article about a company that lost their best person, most innovative thinker on the team, the one you called when nobody else could solve the problem. They rolled out an AI project management tool, and within 6 months, she was gone.
Her reason? The tool had turned her job into constant box ticking. She was spending more time justifying her process to the system than doing the creative work she loved. Her non-linear thinking, the very thing that made her exceptional, was being flagged as inefficient.
They lost their best person because they fell in love with a dashboard. That line from the article is brutal and completely accurate.
And it connects directly to the trust problem. 32% of professionals, nearly one in three, don't believe any of the value created by AI will ever come back to them. Not in training, not in development, not in well-being.
So they're watching the efficiency conversation happen above them and quietly updating their CVs.
Exactly. Brett calls it a breakdown of the social contract, and his fix is transparency. Not corporate town halls with pre-approved questions, actual honesty. Here's what AI will change. Here's how we're investing in you. Here's where your role is going.
The London data makes this very concrete. London has the highest AI adoption rate in the UK at 65% of businesses. And it also leads the country in AI-driven workplace pressure and anxiety about redundancy.
More AI implemented badly equals more misery. That's the direct quote. You end up with businesses that are algorithmically efficient but creatively hollow. People playing it safe, no one taking risks.
There's also a generational piece that I think is being overlooked. A university in Singapore is now using AI to grade student essays. From day one of higher education, students are learning their worth is judged by a machine. They arrive in the workforce preconditioned to please the digital system rather than think for themselves.
And the businesses that win long-term are the ones that can outthink and outcreate their competition. You can't do that with a team trained to color inside the lines.
So what does Brett actually say to do? He gives 5 steps. What's yours for this week?
The honest conversation. Not a formal review, a proper sleeves-rolled-up chat with your people. Ask what's getting harder, what feels like it's being done to them rather than for them. Make it safe for someone to say, "I'm scared this makes my job obsolete," without putting a target on their back. That's a retention strategy right now, not just good management practice.
Mine is the reinvestment commitment. 32% of your team don't believe the gains will ever come back to them. Prove them wrong. Name the training, name the roles that will grow, put it in writing.
The full article is at anabu.ai. The 5-step action list at the end is worth your time.
And if you want to see how AI is actually landing in your business, Brett runs a free AI audit at anabu.ai. Good place to start if you want AI genuinely augmenting your team rather than working against them.
We'll see you next time.